The most photographed pyramid in Mexico is one you cannot see. Look up. A yellow church, gold in the afternoon light, sits on a green mound scruffy with grass and trees. Every camera in Cholula points at it, and nearly every photograph is of a mountain in disguise, because the hill is not a hill. It is the largest pyramid on Earth. Not the tallest. The largest. By volume, about 4.5 million cubic meters, nearly twice the bulk of the Great Pyramid of Giza, the largest monument human beings have ever constructed. And it is so big that it managed the one thing no other pyramid ever has. It vanished. The people of Cholula could have told you who built it. When Spanish friars asked, the elders described a giant named Zelua, one of seven brothers who survived the flood that drowned the world. Zelua came to this valley to raise a mountain of his own, a tower to reach the clouds, made of adobe bricks shaped far away in Tlalmanalco and passed to Cholula hand to hand along a chain of men. The gods watched the tower climb, took offense, and hurled fire down onto it, and the building stopped. A Dominican friar, Pedro de los Rios, wrote the story down in the 1500s, startled to be hearing something so much like Babel so far from Babylon. Here is what excavators found when they finally went inside. Adobe bricks. Millions of them, sun-dried mud brick through the entire body of the mound, six pyramids buried one inside another across roughly 1,000 years. The legend had the material exactly right, and the method too, layer upon layer, generations of hands. Whether a giant stood at the bottom of that chain is yours to weigh. That the mountain is handmade is not in question. Cholula was already ancient when Cortes marched in October of 1519, 25 centuries inhabited and the pilgrimage capital of Quetzalcoatl, the feathered serpent. Cortes wrote that the city held as many temples as the year holds days. Then, in the courtyard of Quetzalcoatl's temple down in the city, his men assembled the unarmed lords and priests and killed them. 2 hours and 3,000 dead, by his own count. Another chronicler said 6,000. One witness claimed 30,000. Even the reason is fought over. The Spanish said their translator, La Malinche, had uncovered a plot to ambush them in the night, and the Tlaxcalans, Cholula's bitter rivals, had urged the strike. Whether that plot ever existed is one of the oldest unresolved arguments of the conquest. The numbers and the motive are still contested. The afternoon itself is not. Afterward, the churches went up. The famous claim says 365 of them, one for every temple, one for every day. The true count is 37, or 159 if you include every chapel on every rancho. And the grandest gesture was saved for the pyramid. By 1594, the Spanish had crowned the summit with a church to the Virgin of Los Remedios, on the spot where a shrine to Chiconorquihuitl, goddess of the Nine Rains, had stood before it. Did the builders know? The mound was overgrown by then, an aging ruin even before the conquest, and many historians will tell you the Spanish honestly took it for a hill, which would make that church one of history's great accidents. Others find that hard to credit in a city whose people still climbed the mound to pray, and read the summit church as a message meant to be understood. Nobody can prove which. The church, protected and beloved, has never moved, so the summit has never been dug. The camera sees a hill. The old name never pretended. Tlaquihualtipetl, the people here called it, the word the legend left behind. The mountain made by hand.